Northrop Grumman tells the DoD phooey on the KCX. Another EAA director resigns from the board. And Soyuz ride-alongs for wealthy space tourists are over. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. Northrop Grumman has expressed its displeasure with the U.S. Department of Defense's aerial tanker competition by announcing it will take its ball and go home. Northrop teamed with Airbus to propose an A330-based tanker in the KCX contract competition and won last time, but the award was overturned and a new round of bidding ordered after Boeing protested irregularities. In a letter to U.S. Undersecretary of Defense Ashton Carter, Northrop CEO Wes Bush said, quote, "I must regrettably inform you that, absent a responsive set of changes in the final RFP, Northrop Grumman has determined it cannot submit a bid to the department for the KCX program," unquote. AFP News quotes Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman as responding, quote, "The department regrets that Northrop Grumman and Airbus have taken themselves out of the tanker competition and hopes they will return when the final RFP is issued. The department has played this right down the middle and will continue to do so," unquote. As predicted in October, longtime director David Passahow resigned from the board of the Experimental Aircraft Association over the Thanksgiving holiday. Passahow was originally tasked with directing the search for EAA President Tom Poberesny's successor, in an apparent reference to the inelegant end of Pete Bunce's candidacy for that position. Passahow said he has lost respect for the organization as a result of its recent conduct. Passahow formed Blue Line Advisors in January of 2004 to provide executive search and leadership services to the aerospace, transportation, and other sectors, and had been a member of the EAA board for well over two decades. Find more details in the text version of this story, dated December 2nd, at aero-news.net. The days of allowing wealthy space tourists to ride along on Soyuz crew rotation flights to the International Space Station are apparently at an end. Sergei Krakalov, the chief of the Cosmonaut Training Center, says since the permanent crew on the space station has expanded to six, all positions available in the three-place Soyuz will be needed for crew transport once the U.S. shuttle fleet's retired. The Associated Press reports that Guy Laliberte, the Canadian founder of Cirque du Soleil, paid $35 million for his recent 10-day trip to the station. Up next on ANN, a pilots' union fights slot swaps between Delta and U.S. Airways. An A380 makes an unexplained return to Kennedy after takeoff. And FAA issues a safety bulletin affecting the Beechcraft Duke. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Airline Pilots Association is calling on the U.S. Department of Justice to fully investigate the impact of a proposed slot, gate, and facility swap between U.S. Airways and Delta Airlines at New York's LaGuardia and Washington's Reagan National Airports. In a letter to Christine Varney, Assistant Attorney General of DOJ's Antitrust Division, USAPA President Mike Clary claims the proposed swaps, quote, "raise the prospect of much higher fares and, if history repeats itself, a reduction in service to smaller communities. It also places a great burden on many of U.S. Airways' New York-based employees whose jobs will be eliminated and will cause financial harm to the New York City and tri-state economy. The transaction warrants a thorough review of consequences of a deal that creates this level of market domination, unquote. The proposal would see 125 pairs of U.S. Airways slots at LaGuardia go to Delta and 42 pairs at Reagan go from Delta to U.S. Airways. An Air France A380 on one of its first transatlantic flights from New York to Paris was forced to return to Kennedy Airport about 90 minutes after takeoff on Friday. Airline officials did not disclose the nature of the technical glitch. CNN reports that Airbus was also tight-lipped, saying only that it was an issue for the Air France maintenance crew and not one that Airbus would need to address. The plane was serviced and later completed its trip to Paris. Air France began flying the A380 in scheduled service on November 21st. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin to operators of Hawker Beechcraft Model 60 Series Twins. In at least one instance, a Duke crashed on takeoff and was destroyed. The flap actuators recovered at the crash site indicated that the left flap was fully retracted, but the right fully extended. The FAA recommends that owners thoroughly review, understand, and adhere to the information published in maintenance manuals, with special emphasis on the correct flap system rigging, actuator overhaul and inspection criteria, and the use of proper lubricants. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated December 2nd, at aero-news.net. Still ahead, the Boeing EA-18G is green-lighted for full-rate production. We'll see if a green airport is a bigger draw for tenants. And a small airport passes the hat to pay for a new Pappy. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. The Boeing EA-18G Growler has been approved by the U.S. Department of Defense to advance into full-rate production of about 20 aircraft per year. Boeing VP Bob Gower called the approval critical, quote, as it enables Boeing to quickly ramp up production of the U.S. Navy's newest and most advanced airborne electronic attack platform, and rapidly get this new capability to the warfighter, unquote. The EA-18G enables warfighters to perform an array of AEA missions, operating either from the deck of an aircraft carrier or from land-based fields. It's the only airborne platform that delivers full-spectrum electronic attack capability, along with targeting and self-defense capabilities derived from the F/A-18 Super Hornet. The new aircraft is replacing the Navy's EA-6B Prowler, which has been in service since 1971. Boeing is the weapons system integrator and prime contractor. The team also includes Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and General Electric Aircraft Engines. The U.S. Green Building Council's LEED certification stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. When Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport opens in May, it may boast the first LEED-certified airport terminal in the U.S. The Bay County Airport and Industrial District says development of the 4,000-acre airport includes extensive use of sustainable construction materials and a landscaping plan that will not require supplemental irrigation. Southwest Airlines and Delta have already committed to passenger service at the new airport. In addition, the authority is in the process of obtaining foreign trade zone status. The site also offers 1,400 acres of commercial and industrial land available for development with favorable zoning. Richard Norton, a VP at leasing agent Jones Lang LaSalle, expects the green angle to be a boost to recruitment of tenants. Quote, the fact that Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport is one of the greenest airports in the country will be a strong consideration as companies become more and more conscious of their environmental impact, unquote. And finally today, when the owner of Minuteman Field in Stowe, Massachusetts, surveyed pilots who use the airport about needed improvements, at the top of the list was a precision approach path indicator for runway 21. When the $8,000 needed could not be budgeted, the airport decided to ask the pilots themselves to fund the project. Area residents have responded with donations, falling only $1,000 short of the goal. Members of EAA Chapter 196 came up with $3,400 raised from burger sales at area aviation events. Key technical labor has been donated by Airport Commissioners Bob Glorioso and Jim Baum. The two-light PAPI system was dedicated with a reception at the airport November 21st. Airport owner and manager Don McPherson observes, quote, "The PAPI project is a wonderful example of the community spirit at Minuteman and a major element in our safety improvement program, which includes recent tree clearing to FAA Part 77 specs and installation of obstruction lights now underway," unquote. Minuteman is a small GA airport about 30 miles west-northwest of Boston. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, consultant Brian Foley explains why the charter jet industry is being held back by the lack of a strong national brand. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.